Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and I am so excited tonight. Guess why, guys? We're going all the way cross seas, and we're going to create some communication to our overseas, patrons and, the people that join us in the music force. So tonight we got Rowan Britler on. She's one of our special guests. She's coming out of the UK. And tonight we're going to be talking about overseas versus U.S. Marketing tactics for music. But before we go into it, let's go ahead and cover the show as we always do right here on the program. Lord, thank you for giving us this platform so we can express ourselves collectively as a community. As we come together, Lord, we ask that you bless every head and every mind that is tuned in, locked and loaded to Hip Hop National Radio. Lord, we ask that you also give them the blessing that they so much reach for and desire in their hearts, and let them be mindful that you are the one that gives them this gift. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I can't actually tell you to pray in my faith, but I pray with faith that this will be blessed, this ship will be blessed, and I pray that you are blessed as well. Meanwhile, you can just be in silence for a moment, because as we go through the prayer for your own purpose. Now, let's go into the topic. Overseas versus U.S. marketing tactics for music. Is it the same? Do we do some of the same tactics, or is it different? Do we make different types of connections? What kind of tactics are they using across seas that's different, or is this music business, is it the same everywhere we go? I'm going to open up the floor to the panel. I'm going to bring in the people. I'm going to start with you, Rowan, and then we're going to go across the board with some of the other people who always locked and loaded to Hip Hop National. Rowan, welcome to Hip Hop National. Please tell us who you are, what it is that you do, and then give us a brief synopsis on tonight's topic, overseas versus U.S. marketing tactics for music. You now have the floor.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you for having me on. I'm Rowan. I'm a singer-songwriter, actress, and voice coach. And I guess I've been a musician for, 10 years and more. I've certainly been doing my own music for that time. But I've also been looking into the ways that people market music now. The music industry, as we all know, is changing constantly. And I think it's really interesting to see how the entrepreneurial idea of being a musician has formed through using the internet, and how that's perhaps caught on and been spoken about more in the States than it has been in the UK, although it's becoming a little bit more popular now. People are talking more and more about having relationships with your fans and building that up through emailing and your website and that kind of thing. And that's something that I guess I learned from models in the States much more than in the UK, but I'm now hearing that's, starting to be a big thing here too.
Awesome. Thank you for your opening statement, Rowan. I'm going to go to Charlie V. Charlie V, welcome to Hip Hop National. Give us a little briefing of your background and actually where you're calling in from. You now have the floor, sir. Charlie V, you got me on mute.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
That's okay.
Sorry, buddy.
That's okay. I hear you now.
All right. This is Charles Vien, a.k.a. Charlie V, calling in from Houston, Texas. I am a founder of Uplift Comics, formerly of an R&B group called Ideal. And my opening statement is, I'm not sure of how marketing is done overseas, but I'm sure that it's very, very similar to the way we do things here. I just don't know overseas marketing. I do know marketing here in the United States. So my thing is promote, and don't get it out of order. And that's my opening statement, Poetic.
Awesome. You got to stay with us. I'm going to close some mics for a moment because I don't know where that noise is coming from. But if you guys know, just please, if you would, just quiet it down for a second for me. Thank you. I appreciate that. All right. We're going to go to Hatch. This is one half of Frank and Hatch. Hatch, welcome to Hip Hop National. And tell us your experience, sir.
Hey, God bless you again. It's good to be back in town. First, I want to say I'm sorry that I missed out on you guys last week. I heard you had a good time. I got the opportunity to listen to some of the show from last week. And I just want to say, again, I thank you for all your congrats and blessings on my anniversary. I just like to say, like the other brothers say, I really can't really speak too much on the marketing from overseas since I haven't had that much experience with overseas marketing. Only thing that I can say from learning as far as the business is concerned, I know we have a big problem overseas, especially countries like China and Korea when it comes to copyrights and publishing laws that is not honored over there, that there's piracy isn't as great of a crime as it is in the U.S.
And we're definitely going to get into that tonight because that's one thing that, you know, it interests me as well. So
okay.
Definitely.
All right, good. And the last thing that I like to say from my own experience with music, only thing that I know from overseas marketing that at least I get a lot of emails and calls from France, and I know that they are really big still on vinyl. And so I know that's a difference as far as overseas marketing from our marketing. They still love their music on vinyl.
Oh, that's gonna be a question for me for Rowan because I really want to know how because we're not over there. What's the experience with vinyl over there? So when we come back, I'm gonna say again we're gonna go to Frank. We're gonna go around the panel again. Frank, welcome to Hip Hop National.
Hey, I want to say hello to Hip Hop National and all the listeners of Hip Hop National Radio. My opening statement tonight concerning the importance of or the comparison between the American market and the overseas market is such that everybody's looking at it wrong in the first place. We've all had experience if you've ever been offered a contract with any record company. Understand that we are negotiating for a specific market. And most artists don't know that when they sign any initial contract, it is just for one market, and that's the American market. But when we're talking about marketing or the market overseas, it's the same market. Any place where you see that American music is sold, distributed, played over the air, played in clubs, is the same market that's over here. But what you have to understand is that you have to negotiate for those overseas markets so that you can get your fair share of either performance royalty or a mechanical royalty. But that's just my opening statement, so I know we're going to get deeper into this, and then we can get a little deeper later, but that's my opening statement.
Awesome. And Raw Dog, this is my brother in the storm, guys. I'm just let y'all know, and I got to tilt my hat to this guy. This guy go hands down with me in making this thing a possible for all the youth that it's tuning in, locked and loaded to our program, and helping really build this bridge on a strength level. So I'm just letting you know he goes in full strength, and I want to bring him to the platform. Raw Dog,
Hey, good evening. Good evening, everyone. I'm calling in from Washington State. And I've had a few dealings with music overseas. And, you know, the funny part of it is that, you know, you have to find out if they are playing your music overseas. It's funny because, Hatch did say, there's a lot of pirating. And there's a lot of DJs taking our older music and redoing it and not allowing the original owners of the music to know this. And so, therefore, the royalties and what have you it generally don't get paid. We had a local artist that did one, and it was a 45, so if you can imagine how far back that was. And it was being played overseas, and they just happened to go on the internet, and they found that the music was being played, and it was on the charts. And so they had to enlist in going to court in the overseas area to get royalties and justification for not being paid for that song. So there's a lot to learn on this subject. So I'm excited about it. We've got a lot of good people out there. Hey, God bless you, Hatch. Yeah, we missed you last Friday, but congratulations. And let's keep it rolling.
Awesome. All right, we're going back to the lady here. Rowan, I'm going to dig in with you first. I'm going to start hitting some of these questions that came up as we were talking. Frank mentioned that vinyl is still alive and popping. No, it wasn't Frank. It was Hatch. It was a lot. It's still live and popping over there in the UK. Well, you're over there. What's your experience with it? What do you know about it?
Well, yeah, he mentioned France, and I think there are certain record stores still running in France that would be selling vinyl. I think here in the UK, yeah, there are certain record stores where they would still sell vinyl, but it depends on the genre of music. I know, for example, I've just been up in London. They still have a record store called it's sort of a music exchange store, and people just take their vinyl there if they have stuff they want to get sold on, they can sell it and, you know, buy something else. So in a way, it almost becomes a bit like a vinyl library rather than a shop. So, yeah, it is still popular, and I would say probably in mainly the sort of funk, sort of maybe even hip-hop, maybe also drum and bass and those sorts of club kind of
so if vinyl
music
is still
would
popping,
also be popular.
That means you can still go to a DJ up in the UK, say, yo, is it possible you could break my record right here in a club, you know, give me some spins right here in this club, and then you see the whole mix show going down with the 12-inch being laid on the thing just like we used to do here in the U.S. I would have just imagined. I'm just imagining the scenery. Is that
is absolutely still possible. I think in general there is a reluctance to go all the way in terms of switching technology. I think there's just a sort of nostalgia here. I mean, if you come to London or Paris, you get a sense straight away that, you know, this is where the history comes from. This is where we remember, you know, because we've read about it and you know, the way that things ran before, and people want to kind of keep that sort of tradition running. So I think that will always be around to some extent, at least in specific clubs and shops.
All right. Hatch, you actually brought this up. So give us your take of the understanding that you have, and then let's see get the parallel comparison of how much it really is the same. Because I don't get me wrong, my target goal tonight is to figure out, are we the same in marketing or is it any different? And that's what I want to care for. So go ahead, Hatch.
Well,
what's your thoughts?
On the phase as Frank spoke earlier, as far as the business and the marketing. I would agree that the business part of the music is the same. I said the music business is music business. Mostly all your large companies here, you know, such as Sony and RCA, and you can go on. Most of them have business overseas and market their product. I think the biggest problem that you run in the differences as far as when you're marketing and distributing and selling your music in the United States is that, again, the same problem we have now is when it comes to the economy and it comes to taxes. And, you know, we're a country that's great on taxes. So one of the complications that you're going to run into as far as distributing and being a record label, you're going to face the high taxes that's going to be charged from having your music exported to overseas countries. And so on that, you're going to not make as much money as you would make as far as your product being sold in the United States. And then if you're going privately, again, with some of the distributors that's overseas, they're not going to make as much money as the distributors would make here if you was to send their product over there for sale as more as the money that they would make if they had the agreement to actually produce the product there. You know what I'm saying? So, again, with the marketing strategy, it's the same, but you're dealing with a higher cost of the music sales that is being distributed when you're having a overseas market. And, again, another thing that's the advantage of overseas and here in the United States, again, they're big on vinyl. So the advantage of having a contract that you can deal with a distributor over there and a record label that would still press your records and make it available in wax on overseas, you have a better advantage than you do here now in the United States.
Okay. Y'all hear that? Y'all hear Frankie? That's going in. I'm going to bring Charlie V on. Charlie V, now, I know Idea was out there. Y'all was kind of doing y'all thing. Did y'all do any touring over there? In Europe or in the UK or you know overseas somewhere.
Well, I know they went. I wasn't with them when they went.
Okay.
But I don't, you know. Yeah, I had already left the group by that time when they toured over in Europe. I think they went one time. But like I said, I mean, you know, we had such a raw deal with Idea, man. It's, you know, it's just really hard to say how the marketing went. I mean, I do know they had a big following in Europe, you know, but I can't really speak on it because I wasn't part of it.
Okay. Let's go to Frank. Frank.
Yeah, hey. Oh, man, this is a beautiful conversation.
In the opening, you was coming on very strong here, brother. Go ahead and lay down those tracks, what you've got to get ready to do for us. Lay down those vocals for us.
Okay. Well, basically, you know, we have to look at America at what it does well when it comes to being the innovator, when it comes to business practices and principles. That with any business, even especially with the music business, is that what most artists have to understand, that we are now a global commodity. That when you put yourself out there in America, that the whole world is watching to see what America does first. And at the same time, most business people know that this artist is just not – in one area where we're trying to exploit this product so we can make it larger than what it is. We worldwide now. So when you look at the places like Japan and UK and Germany, and, you know, we're not talking about those who are not associated with the American market. We're talking about, you know, our allies in this game, because as Hatch mentioned, there is a lot of bootlegging and black market, but we're talking about the legitimate business partnerships that we have with these other countries when we exploit our music overseas. So you have to look at it that when you as the artist don't understand what you're being exploited upon, that if you go in just thinking, hey, I'm going to blow America up, you open yourself up to disappointment when this music goes overseas, because you may think it's bootlegged or black market, but it's not. It's the same company that you signed with. They just signed you for what you agreed upon, and now that gives them the right as partnership with you to exploit those markets for themselves. So when you see your music overseas, it's not a coincidence that it's overseas and you're not getting paid for it. It's because you didn't negotiate that in your contract, because, like I always tell people, understand the business you're in and know what you want when you come to the table, so that you're not just negotiating for American market, you're negotiating for any market that sells American music, that where you're going to tour, if you go overseas, if you go any place, and there's over 21 markets overseas, and you would be, you know, it would behoove me that you would go in and someone take advantage of you and not, you know, let you know this, but your team behind you, your legal team, should know these principles and say, okay, we negotiated this initial contract for American market. Now, what about the other markets where you're going to send my music to? Because remember, if you don't negotiate it, you voluntarily gave it up. If you don't bring it to the table, you gave it up. So when you hear your music overseas, don't assume that it's bootleg. It's the same company that you signed with who's exploiting you, because that's their money now, because, hey, in our contract, you didn't sign for this. You just signed for what we're going to do here in America. So that's one thing as far as the business principles. When you look at everything associated with music, as you mentioned earlier, is it different or the same when it comes to this market? I think I explained it well enough to let everybody know that it's the same. But you have to know what you're doing when it comes to this and bring up the idea of what about my music overseas? How do I get paid from that? And have a good team who can bring that up, because a lot of people get burned. They go overseas and be more popular than they know, and they've been playing their music number one on the charts, and somebody's getting that money, and it ain't you. Why? Because you didn't negotiate those markets.
Okay, okay. And Rada, what's your thoughts, sir?
Well, you know, I'm listening, and, you know, I don't know if, you know, when they talk about sales, if in total sales it would include overseas. You know, I'm not familiar with the point of the company being able to promote overseas and sell, and the artist not getting money back. I don't know anything about that.
Oh, I can interject. I should have mentioned this also. There are three major organizations who tally the sales of all records once they're registered. That's ASCAP and BMI, and the third one is CSAC. I have been a full member of ASCAP, which is the American Society for Composers, Authors, and Publishers, for over 30 years. And one of the main things I know about negotiating when it comes to publishing aspect is that your music is worldwide. And the advantage that companies take over on artists who don't understand that principle is this is why that when you see these tallies of selling over 40 million worldwide, but you're only getting paid for what you sold in America, it's because they're not going to tell you. You have to know. So I just gave away a secret. So all you artists out there, I just gave away a secret. You have to know. They're not going to tell you.
So that's a trick in the contract, right?
They're not going to tell you. So if you don't negotiate it, you gave it up. If you don't negotiate it, you gave it up. That means you're going to be famous all over the world, and you won't get paid because it's not in your contract to get paid. Why? Because you didn't negotiate that.
You didn't pay attention to the contract.
I'm glad you acknowledged.
That's where a legal team come into play. Now we're going to go to Rowan. Rowan, over here we have ASCAP, BMI, and CSAC as our royalty, you know, as the Songwriters Society. What do you guys have over there? Is it the same or is it different?
Well, it's different. We have PRS is the main royalty collection society for the copyright and the songwriting. That would be in the UK. I know that GEMA, G-E-M-A, is the one for Germany. But the problem that I have actually been discussing with friends of mine here is the fact that there isn't really a royalty collection society who really are supporting the lower-level artists, those who are earning lower levels of income, because the system is actually set up that those who are earning more get more votes in how the company itself should be run, which I object to enormously. But it seems to be something that there is no way around that. On the other hand, I don't know whether you have an equivalent perhaps with ASCAP that we have with the Musicians Union, for example, that if you join the Musicians Union, they have all sorts of things for musicians, but they do offer free legal advice on contracts that you're given. So if you do get it for every new contract that you get, if you're looking through it and you're not sure, you want to get a bit of legal advice, they will spend an hour looking through that contract and writing up details for you and telling you things that you should be aware of and be cautious about for free. So, you know, that's something that really helps us as songwriters to be cautious about our, you know, which territories we're signing up for and all of those sorts of clauses that come up in contract like that. So I was actually wondering if there is any equivalent service like that in the States.
Anybody got some answers, right? Anybody can answer that question? Because I can't.
Well, we do have similar, you know, we may just have different, you know, initials, but the music associations are basically the same. Because here in America, we also have a music union, which covers most of your musicians as far as your studied, say, orchestra, instrumentalists, your sessions musicians, your background singers, you know, where you have a union that you join, and they also can, you know, give you access to, it's an association, it's usually a private association, you know, that gives you those services, you know, basically as a group where you have more protection if you went out as an individual, that look after you and give you legal advice and also give you a heads up on work you may be looking for, gigs, you know, healthcare, even credit card, because I know with, you know, here in ASCAP, they offer you a credit card to help your health insurance. They offer all of these things to you, you know. But even on the local level, you have your own local music unions where, say, for example, when I was located up in Atlantic City, in order for me to get a band to play in one of the casinos, we had to be in the Musicians Union of Atlantic City to be able to play in those clubs because it was a union city, even on the level of a musician. But what that did, that allocated me that I was guaranteed a rate based on what the market presented that was guaranteed me for every hour that I play in any club in Atlantic City. So even on that small level, we do have equivalents to what's going on in over in the UK. It just we may call it different things, but it basically does the same thing. We just have more options because remember, America is the innovator, and everyone wants to copy what we do, and then just call it something different. This is what makes everything that's bootleg or pirated or even emulated or copied. It's usually what the American artists, whether it be from hip-hop to pop culture to everything, the world watches us because we are the innovators, and they just call it something different, and they basically do the same thing. But it goes back to the business principles of knowing what you want when you're dealing with these people or any individual in this game and sticking to your principles. You can be successful. It's not hard if you know the game.
All right, guys, y'all heard Frankie put that down. Right now, guys, we're discussing overseas versus U.S. Marketing tactics for your music. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Y'all stay with us. There's more to come. If you want to get your music blasted out on Hip Hop National or get it played into our playlist, you definitely want to go to www.hiphopnational.com. Make sure your stuff is copyrighted. Make sure it's protected and you're ready to go. That's for your own self-interest. I really don't care if it is or not. I'm just letting you guys know. I care as in the sense of the human side of me, but it's up to you. It is your duty to make sure you've put your copyrights in place, just to let you know. Copyright your music. Go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com. If you need help, you can call 954-461-3398. Again, it's 954-461-3398. We'd be glad to assist you. We are a marketing firm to help you present a professional portfolio to the industry inside circle of the music business. We're in the business of helping you make music and make money, teaching you how to take your music from the studio to the bank. So with that said, guys, we'll be back in just a moment. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay with us.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from hip hop national partner, The Val da Bibi Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development, also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your Hip Hop National news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
Hip Hop National Radio presents KO with their smash single, Cry Wolf, Cry Wolf. Mean Girls.
Nah, 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 boo, boo. He chose the ugliest duckling over you. She stole your boyfriend.
Photoshop. Original. Original, all hot songs from KO. To hear more from KO, that's KAYO, visit online at KOblowkisses.com. It's a one stop shop to get all the hits and info from KO. KO, Cry Wolf, a Hip Hop National Radio exclusive. Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotions. Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3s today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
This is Captain Poetry coming out of the greatest city of Phoenix, Arizona. Be sure to request my new hot single, Stained Glass Blue, right here on HipHopNationalRadio.com. For your personal listening pleasure, you can get it at CDBaby.com. Search for Stained Glass Blue, Stephen Henry.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, welcome back to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and tonight we're talking about overseas versus U.S. marketing tactics for music. If I seem a little excited, that's because I am. I love topics like this as we dig into this topic. So I'm going to ask, I'm going to start back with Rowan on this. Rowan, are you familiar with guerrilla tactics of marketing, what they call guerrilla marketing, pretty much grassroots marketing, where you're putting out your flyers and you're putting out media such as poster boards and pop-ups to let people know that your music is out there, it's available for listening. Is that something you guys do in the UK as well? Is it similar? Is it similar or different?
I would say it's probably very similar. I think people have been a little bit slower perhaps in getting to grips with advertising their music in terms of once people hit their website, actually having an incentive to sign up to their mailing list. I think in the past people may have just had a subscribe button but didn't really put anything as an incentive. But in terms of marketing, just for gigs, yeah, people still use flyers and, you know, try and post that wherever they can. I think postcards sometimes were quite popular in certain cafes and restaurants where they had a whole section for postcards for things that were coming up. So it was then down to you how much you wanted to spend on your marketing for a gig or CD release. But, yeah, I think all of those things would be relatively similar. Where I suppose they might differ would be perhaps in the kind of language we use in trying to explain things in our newsletters, our mail outs would be maybe a little bit more, it could be quirkier. I think, you know, on the whole, in very generalized terms, people have always thought of Britain as being somewhere where it's okay to be eccentric. And so if you have a more eccentric approach to your marketing, some people have even chosen to build up people on their mailing list for emails, but then actually get their land addresses and send out something, whether it's, you know, a copy of the lyrics of the next single or something like that, where they've hand written it, and so to build up that sort of closer sense of relationship with their fans, people do things like that now too. So yeah, I guess there are similarities and maybe the odd difference.
Okay, so in that same question, I'm going to ask you, and then I'm going to go around the board. In that same question, is it a timing thing? When you're putting out your flyers and you're putting out your promo materials, is it something that you do before a show, before a performance, so that you can get the crowd engaged with you when you take on the stage, let's say as an independent artist, because that's pretty much where the stage where most people start off at is in that independent stage. Is it something that you do? Do you season the ground before you go out there? Because as far as I'm concerned, that is a similar tactic that we would use in the U.S., definitely. But I want to know if that's what you guys do.
So. Yeah, absolutely. People would leave flyers or, as I say, postcards or something on the tables in a cafe that they might be performing in. Certainly, I mean, obviously everyone uses social media now to advertise about the gigs that are coming up. But, yeah, usually when you get to a venue to play a gig, that would be one of the first things you see is the bunch of sort of flyers of different artists just with their website address and so on. The other thing would also be having someone there that evening to get you onto the mailing list, so to just go around to people and say, oh, if you'd be interested in getting on the mailing list, then do fill in this. So, yeah.
Okay. Guys, if you guys want to get engaged in this topic, definitely call in at 213-559-2995 if you're listening in by computer. If you're listening in by any other device, because I don't know what they got out there now, but I know people are listening, call in at 213-559-2995. Press the number 1. That'll let us know that you want to get engaged in the topic. You got a question, comment, or a statement that you'd like to say. So by pressing the number 1, it brings you up from the top of the crowd, and we know we know that you are wanting to get engaged. Otherwise, be a bystander, sit, do nothing, and nothing happens. That's how it goes. But definitely, let's go around the panel. Frank, that right now, she's telling her that that's a normalcy in the UK as it is here. Do you see anything that they may be doing different, or do you just agree or disagree? I don't know. I just wanted to come around, talk to you guys about that marketing tactic. How important is grassroots marketing? Because we know it's important over on our side, but she said
I totally agree with her 100%, because when you break it down into the perspective of what you're promoting, and one thing I'm just going to use titles from what she said, from what I got them. She's really talking about target marketing, and she's talking about creating a hype for the performance or the showcase that's close to the venue, that's going to generate a buzz that people can take with them, that they can share and they can pass along. And it's an effective marketing strategy, because what it does is makes it personal. Because as opposed to a poster that's on the billboard that you only pass through, or, say, a poster that's posted on some wall somewhere that's stapled to it, when you have something as simple as a flyer that promotes it, you know, and I've seen some flyers here in Atlanta that impress me because it looks like they spend a lot of money, but with the technology available today, it's really not. It's just the creativity of the advertiser who knows how to use images to make this interesting, even if it's not, because they use these principles in a manner to promote you. So when you look at what you do with flyers, putting them in cafes, pubs, but over here we call them bars and clubs, you know, or even out in the street. You know, if you ever go to Vegas, you know, Las Vegas, how one of the main ways that they promote their shows to most of the tourists is that they hire people on the street, on the strip, as you walk by to hand you flyers promoting their venues. So this is a very effective, when you look at the target marketing, the immediate market, and to build up that hype and that creation, because you never know. You may run into a crowd of people who were looking for something to do, and you got somebody out there passing out flyers, and bam, they just found out something that they would not have done if they didn't have that flyer in hand. So I agree with the young lady from UK, and I must say this as most Americans do. I love your accent, so I'm going to put it out there if it hadn't been put out there first. And I love
Yes, I did. I beat you to it, didn't I?
I knew somebody did.
Then I beat him to it.
You know, but not
very
only her accent, but her business principles, how they're relatable, because what I want to share with your listeners is that understand there's no difference. Only difference is where you're at. So it depends how far you want to go with your music. Understand that if you're with a major record company, they're going to negotiate for every market, whether you do or not. So when you look at the grassroots aspect, we always think of the immediate, the local, the effectiveness, the immediate effectiveness of that flyer. And it is one principle that I still use to this day.
Now, I'm going to say this. Most people ask me, why are you always pushing this to flyer game? Well, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm a flyer freak, and I'll tell you why. I think flyers, and I'll be honest with you, I think flyers is definitely a cheap way to marketing on a massive scale. This is why I like flyers. But the question is, and I'm about to go around the panel, and you guys tell me, the information and the content that's on there, you have to be concise with it, and you need to narrow it down so that the people be responsive. If not, you're going to lose your audience. What's your thoughts around on that? I'm going to go ahead, go to Hatch, because I know Hatch hadn't spoken, and we're going to go back to the UK, you know, the UK, you want to hear it. Let's go. Go, Hatch.
Well, I would just like to say, when it comes back to you just got to keep one thing in mind with overseas. You know, we just had a problem in Syria with a gas chemical agent attacked, you know, and we know the biggest problem that we had that the United States couldn't keep track of their weapons and their use. And the same thing is with our music business. You know, the advertisement, the music, from my experience of serving in the United States Navy, I can say that when I visit overseas ports, majority of the pubs, the discotheques, you know, that I visit overseas, I can say that 99% of the music that I heard that was played over there was American music. And there's a great love for American artists and American music overseas. And one thing that I agree with Frank as far as the business and the label controlling on their own, and if you are artists, you better make sure that you are in the agreement and that you do know about the licensing that's being presented to the overseas market. Because you have to look at it this way, too. Another thing that I experienced about overseas marketing, the hit song that we're playing over here right now might not be a hit song overseas. And then you can take an artist like J-Lo, Gloria Estefan, Mark Anthony, and the song we're hearing over here, they might market it in Spanish over there. And then when it comes to the artist, it might be a hit song over here. For example, it could be a Jay-Z song, but it's not his song. They're rapping it in Swahili, you know. And because of the taxes, and we know how high America is, that we have a problem with our economics right now because of taxes. The tariff is so hard, high for exports of music overseas. The price of the music, the average listener that love our music, they can't afford it. And you got a greater and higher market of piracy and bootleg overseas than you have in the United States, because just like we just seen, as I've used it, the example of the chemical warfare, we can't keep up, and they don't really have a respect for copyright laws and publishing laws overseas when it comes to the ground people that love our music. So any way that they can receive it, they're going to receive it. We know that even in our own country, we have a problem with, you know, the latest black movies that comes out in the movies already selling in my neighborhood, you know, for $5 hot. You know, and it haven't even came out the movies yet. So we have a problem like that right here in the United States. You can imagine if you let three cats loose and trying to catch them, and then you turn around and you let 3 million cats loose overseas and try to catch it, it's impossible. So if you're not connected and if you don't have that agreement, at least with the record company that you're dealing with, by the time your music get over there, it's gone. You know, a lot of music that travels overseas that I found out personally is traveled through the military. You know, I have brought a lot of new music overseas that people never heard because it was my music that I personally brought from the United States. You know, and people like, can I get a copy of it? You know. But going back to the
let's reverse for a second. So you was a big pirate over there.
Huh?
So you trying to tell me you was one of the ones that helped pirated the music over there, huh?
Now, Well, my thing, because I was overseas and believe me, if I had the capabilities, I probably would have really would have had sin too, you know. But being that I was limited with what I had, the only thing that I could do was share the new music, you know, not sell it, but I shared the new music over there, you know.
Way to go, Hatch. Way to go. I like how you put that.
Y'all heard how he recovered? Frank, yeah. I got you on quiet, man, because I'm hearing so much from the background. So I turned y'all for a minute just to let you know. I just let you back on. Anyway, guys, anybody who's listening in, want to chime in on the topic, 213-559-2995. Press the number one. I know to come to your number. I don't want to just pick you out if you're not ready to speak. Charlie V, I know you've been off in the cut and you've been learning something. And I know you got something to share. Now, come on, speak up.
Well, I want to go back to, you know, what you said about flyers. I'm real, real big on flyers. I believe that, you know, flyers can travel a long ways, no matter, you know, especially if you want to cover a local or regional, you know, everything goes from local to regional to national to international, you know. So I'm real big on marketing your brand when it comes to imagery. You know, my second from music was graphic design, and I was able to learn a lot about it, you know, because I work with movies, you know, I work with Jamie Foxx and Ray. I work with John Goodman on the set of Freshman Orientation. So graphics and marketing and flyers and promotion, I think it's all promotion. I think everything that you can do, especially if you're a new artist, you know what I mean, to push your brand, to push yourself, you know, so people can see you. Because, you know, you only get to go overseas when, you know, because of somebody. You know what I mean? Somebody has to take you to that next level. But if you don't, you know, do everything that you can do to push yourself, you know what I mean, you can't expect it to even happen at all. You know what I mean? So I'm real big on, you know, especially with what I do. You know, my music, or the genre I'm in is a little bit different these days. You know, I mean, I've totally turned the corner in a niche market, you know, with children's music, that it puts me in a lane all by myself a lot, especially here in Texas. You know, but I use flyers and posters, and because I'm giving my stuff out to a bunch of kids all the time. So, you know, that's my thing, you know. But I think it works with everybody wherever you are, you know, because you never know who you're going to meet, you know what I mean? If you don't have nothing, you just, you know, you're out there bad. But, I mean, if you always make sure that you put your best foot forward with your flyers, your business cards, your album covers, your CD covers, however you market yourself, you know, your image is what people see, you know what I mean? People have eyes to see, so, you know, what they see and what you give is what they get. So that's my say on marketing through flyers, you know. Like I said, I don't, you know, and I really thank you for promoting that I was with Idea. You know, we did have a great project, you know, man, but, you know, the contract and, you know, the story of Idea from the success of the music to now, you know, man, I believe it's a real, real sad failure. You know what I mean? It's a great to be a part of a group that went big and a lot of people know, but when it comes to the music and the business, I believe it was a very, very sad failure. Because, you know, when we signed with Virgin Records, you know, I was there, and we didn't sign because we wanted to understand the business. We signed because we was excited to get out of the hood, and we finally got a chance to go to Hollywood and dance on stage and run around and open up for Escape and 69 Boys and this, that, and the other. Yeah, it was fun. Yeah, that little $100 a day per diem I was getting on the road was good to buy a couple pair of jeans, you know, this, that, and the other. But at the end of the day, man, where do you hear Ideal right now? You know what I mean? You know, where 15 years later, what do you hear? You don't even hear them. The only person you hear about Ideal is somebody right here on this phone who left. You don't even hear them. You know what I mean? That's the sad story about it, you know, because they did have the great opportunity. They performed overseas, but I can't say them brothers made no money. You know what I mean? Because, you know, the story here in our hometown is like, wow, they didn't really do nothing. You know, y'all made it, but y'all didn't really do nothing. So, you know, and I don't want to talk about their pocketbooks because I'm definitely not in their checking account. But I know.
But when you do, you make sure you give me some of it. Okay, I'm just kidding.
But hey, well, look at here, man. You know, I'm on a whole nother mission right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, the mission I'm on with Uplift Comics, you know, I'm happy to say that I'm going in the history books as a Walt Disney, as a Jim Henson, because, you know, I'm in a lane by myself. You know, I mean, there's not too many people who say they create puppets and make them into music groups. You know what I mean? So
I totally agree with you. And you, as you know, man, I really got your hand in that battle, so definitely want to be a part
of what you're doing.
And I've told you that many times. So I just know tonight we're talking about the overseas market. And I just want to bring it up, but I just like this, man. I can hear that your distance from where you were then and where you are now. So hey,
for sure.
I love to see a brother go forward, Dominic. You're right.
Yo, what's
there.
Up?
I know you've been chilling, but Dominic, go ahead, tell us who you are, man, and what it is that you do, and what's your thoughts on tonight's topic about what you've heard so far.
Well, what's going on, everybody? I'm Dominic Cuff. I'm from We the People Entertainment out here in Atlanta, Georgia. Radio personality right now on hiatus, but I definitely deal with a lot of independent artists through events and through the radio show. And looking at what's going on tonight with this topic, I do agree with you, Poetic, about flyers. Flyers are very, very important. The image is everything, and your brand is everything. And all too often, people get cheap with their brand. I see that too much, where they think, oh, I can go to Vistaprint.com, and I can talk to one of my boys who took a Photoshop class 3-4 years ago, and it just makes you look like crap. When you're trying to pitch yourself. And I see people leave their flyers all over the place, whether it's a club, lounge, restaurant, bar, even on the public transit system. And then you get a graphic designer and you have embedded this person needs the same branding that they gave everybody else. So if I put your flyer next to his other client, there's no way to tell. Just like we get on these clubs, how they use the same women on the flyer, the same drink, the same random group shots. You got to make yourself unique, and that's something that artists are going to have to invest in when it comes to their flyers to really make themselves stand out. And to answer the other dude's question about idea, I still pump their music. I like the idea. I just hate that they didn't go as far as I thought they should have went, but I listened to them this morning, so there's someone still play their music.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Dominic.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to say, guys, marketing pretty much in a nutshell, and it's very important that you know this. It's kind of same across the board from the consensus that I'm getting, even from Rowan, that they kind of do the same thing. Now, let's go into this, and we're definitely going to touch bases on it when we return from the break, but I want to touch bases on it now. And I'm going to go to Ro, and I'm going to let her give us her thoughts on it before we go, and we may end up continuing with what she has to say. Are you familiar with record pools in your area, the DJ pools, where the DJ get the record, they help break that record on the streets and on the scene of the clubs, parties, and whatever? They kind of create that buzz. And then in the U.S., we have DJ pools that has reportings where they kind of report to the radio stations, and the radio stations pick it. I was looking at the influence of some of the DJ pools because they're popular. That's what's being played out on the streets, and then eventually it leaks over. Well, that's a system that's been in place for years. The question is, do you guys have that kind of system in place there? And does it require a budget to help move your project? Rowan, you have the floor.
That's a really interesting question. And I guess the point is that it changes. It's out of my genre of music, but it's something that probably has existed over the years and continues. But yeah, if you're doing club music and that kind of thing, then there must be that sort of scene whereby you can hook up with certain DJs and get your stuff listened to, and then someone will be checking out what they're actually playing in order to decide whether they want to take it further. In my genre of music, the sort of singer-songwriter genre, obviously that's a completely different thing. People aren't playing records to dance to. People are just performing live, so it's a whole different scene.
So it's a live performance scene. Okay, now, and I'm going to go back to that live performance scene for a question for this, too. Remember, we were talking about the flyers. Those live performances, are you seasoning the ground just before that live performance?
In terms of advertising the performance, in terms of making sure that
advertising
I'm,
in the magazines, are you doing some radio promo? Are you doing like the Rag magazines? I don't know if y'all got Rag there. I don't know if anybody got Rag, but we got it here. do you guys have these little publications that you can pick up and see what's hot on the scene, and are you in it? Are you making a movement? Because advertising is key in this industry. If advertising is key, are you doing what it takes to pay your dues? And I'm talking to you, Rowan.
Yes, I think in terms of advertising gigs, certainly if I've got a single to release or a new video coming out, that kind of thing, then obviously there needs to be a lead up of several months of planning what gigs I can play, planning what radio stations I can get airplay on, all of that kind of thing. And that takes some considerable planning. If I'm just doing some gigs, generally just to keep going, to keep ticking over, it might be a little bit different. I might just mention it on social media pages and that kind of thing. I will obviously mention it at each gig, when my next gig will be and that kind of venue. I could mention different venues that would appeal to different people. But in terms of actually really advertising well in advance for just gigs when I haven't got product to sell, then that mainly goes through my website, my mailing list, and my social media.
All right, guys. Y'all heard Rowan. When y'all come back, y'all give me y'all thoughts. We're going to bring Rowan back in and interject her, too, because she's definitely a part of our overseas market tonight. She's the only one on the board with us, so we definitely got to pull. We're going to pull it out of her tonight. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, Overseas versus U.S. Marketing Tactics for Music. Well, guess what, guys? We are international, even though we call Hip Hop National Radio. We are crossing bounds across the world. Music is being played right here. You need to get in the mix with Dr. A.T. Yeah, that's my boy. Get your music up. Load it right now, www.hiphopnationalradio.com. Let us get in the fire with you guys. Let us help you get that flyer on fire. Right here on Hip Hop National Radio, that's how we do it. Y'all stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
Gospel, hip hop, pop, R&B, calling all genres of music. Hip Hop National Radio is ready to give you the chance of a lifetime with our flyers on fire. Street Connect campaign. Hip Hop National Radio, in conjunction with Poetic Inc., is gearing up for a promotional campaign that will sweep the nation. Flyers on fire. Street Connect campaign. Yes. Hip Hop National is taking your music to the streets in all the major cities across America. Wait, there's more. Flyers on Fire campaign will go viral as well, attacking all the major social networks, Twitter, MySpace, Facebook, and more. The Flyers on Fire campaign is designed for you, the artist, to hit many major markets to promote your music at the fraction of the cost. Hip Hop National Radio is all about teaching you how to take your music from the studio to the bank. Our mission is to assist you in spreading the good news about your music while making a profit. Get in now. Log on to HipHopNationalRadio.com. Remember, promotions are the key to making your project a success. Hip Hop National Radio has the network to take your project to the next level. Our packages start at $85 Call 954-461-3398. That's 954-461-3398 for more details.
You've got 5 minutes? I've got That Celebrity Interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of the Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests, who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to That Celebrity Interview. Go to ValderBBShow.com for broadcast locations of That Celebrity Interview. I'll see you there.
Do me a favor. The premier option for all of your event planning needs. We coordinate events of all kinds. We do corporate events, networking mixers, fundraisers, parties. In fact, we do it all. Custom favors and invitations are just among other things that we can do. So log on at www.dmafonline.com. That's www.dmafonline.com. We create favorable memories for any occasion.
Yo, what's good, y'all? It's the producer extraordinaire, Mega the Man, giving a shout out to Hip Hop National Radio, where you find out all the works.
Yo, you know it's the boy Ojel representing for the sickest, the maddest, the baddest radio station on the planet, you know? And that's Hip Hop National Radio. So just keep in tune and don't touch your dial. You get me? I say, sick, mad.
You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio, conference call and feedback line.
You're listening to the number. Get ready, and get ready again. Jam It or Slam It is coming your way soon. And you don't want to miss your opportunity to shine. Log on to www.hiphopnational.com and click on the banner. You will have to bring your A-game to join the elite champions of Jam It or Slam It. We look forward to hearing from you soon. This is Hip Hop National Radio.
www.hiphopnational.com. This is your boy Poetic, and tonight we're talking about overseas versus U.S. marketing tactics for music. And just before we went to the break, we had talked to Rowan. We asked about the DJ pools. How effective are they in that area, the channels, using the channel in getting your music out there? Yes, Rowan is a music artist. Hopefully we can get her music uploaded and in to play right here. So hopefully she's doing that tonight, uploading that music right here. Just to let you guys know, that's what we do. We help the artists expand on their fan base. So let's do it. Let's get it in. But we were talking about the DJ pool tactics. Do they use it over there? And then she mentioned her live performances. And in live performances, how effective is it in seasoning the grounds, radio, magazine, advertising, all of these things? How does it come into play? How do we take action and make it happen? We do it over here, and we're going to let Frankie tell us, open up the floor on that. Go for it, sir.
Wow. I just want to say, you know, with the way we're going, you know, tonight with this conversation, I'm inspired so much by so much information, positive energy flowing, that everything I'm hearing, it's like hard for me to even expound any further on what's being said, because we're covering so much and sharing so much that the listeners tonight who are tuning in are really learning more than just a marketing aspect of what your station does, but also how effective it is in giving you that extra edge where you're showing how much you believe in what you do, and you're willing to go that extra mile. Like the brother said earlier, you know, about people putting out flyers that come from a mill where there's no distinction between one from the other, and you're trying to sell yourself, you got to be better than everybody who's putting the flyer out. Go that extra mile. You that star, you ain't saying you are that star every day and living like you that star. You ain't going no way. You just got flyers out there. And then it's not, you know, it's not unusual in the music business for the same thing that the other brother who sang with the group, that, you know, they went and had number one records, and then at the same time ended up with just nothing but notoriety, what we call fame, is what a topic we covered before about how the industry principle was all, is that you would be famous and they would be rich. I've put before you, he's rich and famous. You know where you at. They got all the money from your name, from your fame. And that's why they walk away with the same thing. It's not something that you do. I mean, I've met many artists who use the overseas market. You see, that this is only what the one market in America affected me. So now I could take my old group because I got a number one record, and I'm going to London because it's hot over there. And even though the genre in America changes to hip hop, they still digging on R&B from the 80s and the 70s. It's new to them, and they can have radio stations and their music concept or their music.
Frankie, I got to slow you down.
Hold on one thing.
Frankie, I'm slowing you down for a second.
Okay.
Frankie, I'm slowing you down for a second because for some reason you're going muffled, you're going in, you're going out. And I went to
I had to switch to my cell phone because my other phone, my wired connection died.
Okay, I wanted you to be aware of it. That's what's taking place. It's kind of going in.
Because I can hear you. I can hear you.
Yeah,
okay,
I hear you well
I'm
now.
Just going to talk.
Right now.
Okay.
Right now I hear you well. So if you're moving around, maybe that's where we're losing that connection.
No, it's right on my head, you know. Yeah, just that wireless connection. Somebody's listening other than us, that's all. They're trying to stop this from happening. We know what to call that. But basically, what I'm saying, you know, when it comes to, you know, every aspect, when you look at the differences that you think there are, you know, there's nothing changes about the music business. You know, their principles that founded them on their success is one that continues from the inception to this day. So you have to understand you're going against someone that's bigger, more knowledgeable than you when it comes to their business that they created that you're trying to be a part of. So you have to do your research and go in and understanding that they will take advantage of you if you're good and you don't understand that you're worth money to them. For you to look at every aspect of what you think your total success would be, from your name being on a roll of toilet paper to a paper towel and a baseball cap, with whatever, you know what I'm saying? And they're going to ship all this stuff, the same stuff that they use in America overseas to make money off of you, because it's a global market now and you're worldwide. You know, we have the ability to see each other's videos worldwide right now over the internet. Look how, you know, the Gundam style became so thin. You know, that was over the internet. There wasn't no mainstream involved with that. The mainstream going to jump on when they say, hey, you did all the work. Now we got to do with our part and still take all your money. And you still be famous and we got rich off of you. There's no difference, you know. But
wow.
I digress.
Wow.
But I just wanted to really, you know, touch on based on a couple of other subjects that y'all were saying, to get that in there to start this off.
Okay. Well, that's cool. Right on. I see you just been off in the cut, and you're just saying to yourself, I'm going to just listen. No, you're not. Jump in, sir.
Sometimes it's better to listen so you can get a good understanding. And then, you know, you might catch a nap. But guess what? You know, I want to say this to Roland. As the music director here at Hip Hop National, Dr. A.T. Went and heard some of her music on YouTube, and he mentioned SoundCloud also. And we were hoping to get a submission so we could play it on Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah.
you know, he enjoyed it.
I was hoping to do that.
And I was disappointed because Poetic said, oh, he thought you were going to send it so we could play it on the show today. But
yeah, and the problem with that is that I tried to upload it, but of course I don't have a U.S. phone number. So on the form that you have to fill in, the phone number is a required element.
Oh,
and unfortunately,
even when
I put a fake number in that would be the correct digits, it wouldn't accept it. So I couldn't actually get around that problem, and that's the reason I haven't been able to upload it, is because I don't have a US number to plug in there.
As far as the phone number is concerned, put this phone number, 213, this the number that you called in tonight, put that one in there, and I'll know.
Oh, okay, I'll show that one.
I got your direct contact, okay? That'll
okay,
make it work.
Fine. Yeah,
okay.
Thanks.
I'm glad to know
bad
that.
Bad Poetic.
You have to figure that one out. Okay.
But as soon as we get it, we will put it in rotation so that, you know, that the listeners over here in the United States can hear, you know, because Dr. A.T., when he listened to it, he said, you know, Adele had something that came from the U.K., and it's the similarities in the greatness of your voice, and he was just overwhelmed, and he wanted to play it, but as you have said, you were unable to send it. So just letting you know, we're waiting to get it. It's like Christmas, you know, so be Santa Claus. Make sure you get it to us. Don't disappoint the kids.
It goes back to the record pool thing we're talking about. It goes back to the same thing you guys were talking about, how important of the record pool is. It's basically the new record pool. So if you want to get your music heard, this is the new venue for you. You have to upload your music to Hip Hop National Radio so that the rest of us who know, who's in the know, listening to your music, you can share it with a broader audience than you can do by yourself. And it's really not that hard for you. All they got to do is call Poetic and call, you know, even talk to my man, Raw Dog. I forgot to give him props, but, man, he's my newest brother. I got somebody representing me on the west side if I ever come over there. I'm going to be looking for my man, Raw Dog, because he holds it down. He hits it like it is, baby. Just, you know, the full spectrum of what this game about music is about. And you guys touch on every level of it, which it's a beautiful thing that more people who are listening don't take advantage of it and call in and go ahead and start advertising and marketing with you guys, because everything we're talking about is just the next level of a flyer. So if you're going to spend that couple of chains on Vistaprint for 250 cards that's a carbon copy of what's before you, man, these guys are going to hook you up for less than that. And you're supporting the radio, and your music's being heard, and its mission is supported. You tell your fans this is where they can find you, and man, look, this is the new flyer. You feel me? And it's all grassroots, baby. It goes back to the whole thing we were talking about earlier, being grassroots. It is grassroots, and it's powerful and effective. Not only that, the way that the partnership works between the two is that you understand the format that we are worldwide, and as you had that mentioned it earlier, the importance, I think it was Hatch who said, or copyright, it might have been Poetic, says make sure that it's copyrighted. Because understand, if you put your music on any website other than Hip Hop National, your music is not copyrighted, even the video you made, and you didn't register it with nobody to verify that you are the owner and the only one who can make copies of it for sale, is that you put your stuff out there on the internet, you got to understand it's already black marketed. It's worldwide. So you lost that market. You can't go and recoup anything from that because, like I said earlier, you didn't protect yourself. So a copyright, you know, bringing that back up is important in this whole aspect of these markets that we're dealing with. And at the same time, using every venue available to you so that, listen, it takes the edge off where you got great teams behind you. You got a great law team behind you. And here you got something available right now that you can use at your disposal at Hip Hop National Radio.
You go, Frankie.
You go, Frankie. That's what I'm talking about. That's my boy. Do your thing. Go ahead. Say it again. No,
Hip-Hop National Radio. That's right, I said it. I said it, Hip-Hop National Radio. You'll be a fool not to take advantage of these two fools. These boys, Raw Dog and Poetic. Watch out, these guys coming up, boy, they're going to blow up. If y'all don't know them, you're going to know them soon, trust me. These guys is coming at you. For real. Right. I love these guys. You guys do a great job, man. Love your show. That's why I make sure since I got hooked on you, as long as the Lord gives me a breath and you still like me, I'm going to call in every Friday. I'm going to share my experiences, what I'm doing now. I'm going to promote you guys. I'm going to bring more listeners. I'm going to continue to give the truth in the music business on the perspective where the mainstream doesn't want the average artist to know, so that we can arm them with information that will make, give them the option to make the right choice when they're out there looking for any kind of record deal and knowing what to expect as an artist with any major label. Even if you do, if you want to go mainstream or you want to go underground, you have that information, and you're going to get it right here listening to this show.
Okay. Frankie, thank you. Dominic, I want to bring in you because I know you've been sitting off in the cut saying, me, and they're coming back to me. It's you, man. You got the floor. What you been thinking
about? I'm just enjoying the entire thing and getting to the DJ pool. As we talked about, I think, on the previous show, what was it, before the holidays or maybe earlier this year, you know how political that could be here in the United States. I'm not sure about how it is overseas, but it's always about who you know or the whole pay-to-play game or getting on internet versus terrestrial radio. And the one thing that, going back to your branding, that's going to determine if a DJ or a radio personality or even an event producer, if you're trying to perform at somebody's festival, open mic, talent showcase, or wherever have you, is that branding is what's going to sell you. If that branding is not on point, that music is not on point, no DJ, no personality, no event producers will even touch you at all. I know that's the hard truth, that's a hard pill to swallow, but that's the whole thing that people look at. Image sells, image is everything, but your image has got to match your music. Your image has really got to match who you are as an artist. You know, if you're, as we talked about before, you know, we got too much suburban thugging going on, both living in these gated communities, like Drake act like they so hard, but they're really not. But your, but everything's got to be in line to really make sure that you're really going after the market you're going after. And thirdly, is you got to know who to pitch to. If you're more of a neo soul artist, you got to know where that market is at, who sends that music, who plays that music, who has those type of events, and really go out there and pitch yourself to those people. All too often, we figure, oh, I'm going to pitch to everybody. I'm going to get my music out there. Guess what? You'll be short on flyers, short on demo CDs, short on pages, short on marketing material. You'll be out of stuff. And then your song's not getting played. Nobody's hitting you in the clubs because you just gave it to everybody. Have a plan. Just really know who to talk to. Find out if you go to other cities. Find out what's the happening club. What's the happening party. Colleges, that's always the best place. They're always looking for music, especially if you're not cussing or anything. Just you got to really know how to really build that name for yourself and really show people, hey, my music's being played all over the world, all over the country.
Awesome. Now, man, that was just dope. That was dope. Frank, I was at Mr. Hat.
Yes.
I know you sit back in the cut. Now it's your turn.
Hey.
You now have the mic. And we got about seven minutes left. I'm just letting you guys know.
Okay, I'm gonna make it quick. I just want to tip my hat and salute the brother that was speaking about the group deal, you know. And the thing that I love what he said was what he said when they started out. Only thing they was wanted to do was get out the hood, and that's what we preach to all the new artists out there, independents that's trying to make it today. Is that we learn from our mistakes, but we trying to prevent you from making the same mistakes that we made, that you'll be prepared when you get out there by listening to Hip Hop National Radio. And I also just want to say that the songs that was hit over here in the United States by the deal, I guarantee you right now that it's playing every day overseas. And it's funny because It's like a time warp over there. I went up there last time I heard them playing Got to Give It Up. And you know how old that song is by Marvin Gaye, but they jamming on it like it just came out. And I just want to say, as far as the flyers, Brother Poetic, I saw one of the Hip Hop National flyers, and I want to let the people know out there, just in case they got the wrong image, we're not talking about that 8x11 sheet printed on one side, you know, that you throw out, but they give you nice. I don't call them flyers. I call them postcards. They give you double-sided printed postcard, full-printed, brilliant color exposure and promotion for you. And the greatest thing about going to the fly, when we was talking about piracy and all those things, it doesn't matter, because if they want to keep giving it out and giving it out and giving it out, all the thing it's going to do is bring more promotion to you. And I'm going to leave it right there.
And I'm going to tell you guys, just the reason why I push it so much, imagine this, having a radio station in your pocket and being able to have that support platform that's reaching a worldwide scale as you cross-promote with us out there. We're like your soldiers in an army. We are a tactical force to help you build a name alongside what we do. We play all genres of music with the hip hop twist. The twist is we teach and we educate you about this business of music, and we do target the hip hop artists, because really, I personally am a hip hop artist. And I'm just telling you, we target it because it's very important that you understand that hip-hop has transcended through a lot of genres of music. But if we can make it transcend without, you know, with courtesy among other genres of music, it'll be easy to market your music. That's the program. And that's why we work it. We work it hard. We push it hard. And we want to make sure that we are continually growing with you on our side. So www.hiphopnational.com. Upload your music today as soon as possible. Anyway, Rowan, I'm going to go around the board. We got like 4 minutes. You got any last words?
Yeah, well, I'm just very grateful for all that I've learned from talking to you all and listening to the way things are working over there. I certainly agree that the idea of having double-sided printed postcards are much, much better than having just a photocopied flyer on the table somewhere, because
with a radio station attached to it that's promoting your music, very important, very important.
Yeah.
And then the thing is, within it, we also bring on new artists along with it. So it's a program. We're gonna talk about it, Roy. I'm looking forward to hearing from you.
Oh, great.
So we can grow.
Fantastic.
Side by side. Okay?
Great. Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Going to go to Hatch. Last minute words, Hatch.
Hey, brother. I just want to say to all the panel tonight, I enjoy sharing talk with you again, and have a beautiful weekend. And I just want to say you're going to have problems with hip-hop national, because you're going to have to change that last name to International. God bless.
All right. And then we got Dominic. Last minute words.
Yeah, definitely a great topic. Hopefully everybody took this stuff in here. And just the main thing is, let's end this year on a high note and really kick off 2014 on the right note and make some money and get our music out there.
Okay. And Frankie, I saw you go ahead hiding, but last minute words. I saw you drop your finger, man. You there?
I'm still here.
Okay.
Hey, I just want to say, you know, it's very informative, you know, the conversation tonight. I know I got a minute, so I'll make it quick. You know, everything that you see that was presented tonight, know that it's all God blessed. And look at the association that we are blessed to be a part of. I just hope that we got the opportunity to continue this blessing. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen to that. And then, Raw Dog, what's your last minute words, my man?
Well, you know, the one last thing I want to say about flyers, You know, when you get to be in my age group, I've got flyers from way back when on the wall. You know, they're great in the music room. They're a great conversation piece. And you, that shows you knew the artist back when and now. So, you know, it's a great investment. You can't go wrong. And in promoting yourself, it's one of the easiest ways to do. So, you know, other than that, it was a great show. God bless everyone. You know, hey, let's continue on. I missed you, Hatch. Frankie D, hey, you're coming through. You're coming through. God bless.
I love you, man.
All right, guys, this is one of my favorite part of the show. What station is bringing you the best tips and advice in the music business? Everybody, could you please give me in one note? Let's sing the song. What stage bring you the best tips and advice in the music business? Hip hop, national.
Hip hop, national.
Get on the bus, everybody.
Hip hop, national.
Take
the bottle away.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. Love you. Dr. AT, before I say this, I want to say this, www.hiphopnationalradio, connect with Dr. AT, get your music played right now. All you have to do is call in, request to get your family, friends, and everybody you know through your social media platform. Let everybody know that your music is being played on hiphopnationalradio.com. Dr. AT, take it away.
Guys, and welcome to Hip Hop National Rails in the Mix with Dr. AT. I'm your host, Dr. AT.
Quiet down, guys. I'm live on the air.
There's a party going on here at Hip Hop National Radio with our CEO, Koe, right here in the studio.
Hip Hop National.
Koe, she get off that pole. The show's about to start.
This is Dr. AT. To all you artists out there, if you guys want to get your song heard right here on Hip Hop National Radio, all you gotta do is send your MP3 file to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and get your chance to get your song heard. Also, follow us on Twitter at Hip Hop National Radio. Also, call into our hotline 213-559-2995.
Next on deck is LD History.
Kill your perception and share my history.
Kill it.
Tell them about me. Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like I was born on the West Coast, exactly where the sun set. Rolls out the womb full of life and I defeated their parents. Got a divorce, now we moving to the Jack. Bob Phoenix, Arizona, guess there's no coming back. Raised in Mississippi, is this what life's about? Slow motion round here, I think it's best I leave out. I'm falling in my dreams, but I stayed on my ground. I'm on the sunny South Dallas, where the sun never shines. Didn't stay long, once again I'm on my way. Got Georgia on my mind, so I'm headed to the AZ. With my big sister, and she living in Decatur. Soon as I touch down, like baby girl, see you later. Have to keep it moving, don't drill, that's my nature. Now people throwing jabs, trying to say I'm unstable. No more running from my problems, this time I'm my first class to be back to the South Side. My southern hospital, with me. Nice guy. Plus, they can hear it in my speech. All the brothers feeling records down the city claim me. That's West Coast, down south, Midwest, East. I'm the one, my number's boy, got connects in all three. People often ask with region I like best. Tell at least you know why I fly southwest. With each place, got the room, the man at the sea. Whether here on the track, low, so poetically. I could say I'm more, but I'll leave it as a D. When you give too much, then the people might flee. Just thought that I would care a little. Happy to get to know a little more about me. Yeah. Happy to get to know a little more about me. Yeah. Let me heal your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me. Like, let me heal. reveal your perception and share my history. Tell you a few things you may not know about me, like
Dr. AT, ER Crew.
Let's go, go, go. Step for me. Step double, we can take it slow, so incredible. You know I'm ready to go with two step double, but I'ma take it slow. We on cruise control, you know it's on my mind. Yeah, that's my date, she got a mean dribble game. She don't rock big shoes, I procrastinate. I love when she wraps around and make a fatty shake. She love when I do step while I'm sipping my drink. You know I gotta have a dark color cup, it's pink. You've been late, she got a bad juice. Only got one shot, so I'm ready to sling. The only dance floor, I'm doing my thing. I'm in my own damn world, homie, stay in your lane. Dollar bill ain't the only thing that rings. Now you two step for me, and I'ma flow for you. So that's what we gon' do. Do so let's do. We can take it slow, so incredible. You know I'm ready to go. Two step double. I'm so out of control, like Damon Letterman.
What is it?
Next on deck, G Squad marching.
Here we be marching. We down south. Song we'll be singing in the east. Song we'll be gathering. We in the west. Song we'll be shouting. We in the north.
We'll be marching. We down south.
Next on deck is Animal Flavor. We are human beings.
Come on, come on, come on. Coming out of the greatest city of Phoenix, Arizona, be sure to request my new hot single, Stained Glass Blue, right here on HipHopNationalRadio.com. For your personal listening pleasure, you can get it at CDBaby.com. Search for Stained Glass Blue, Stephen Henry.
Next on deck is Captain Poetry, Stained Glass Blue.
When I look at you, I look at you through stained glass blue.
Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue. Stained glass blue.
My mind often fades to enchanting memories of you. Walking through the shadows and dim, you're like the sun shining forth from a violent storm. And when I hear the sweet words that you speak, it always keeps my soul at peace. And when I wonder what to do, I look at you through stained glass blue. You're driven into my ever-loving arms, capturing my soul so tender. My passion begins to rise, beckoning a sweet surrender. My love for you is timeless. It's a ever-beating heart and indestructible soul. The many grains of sand could not outnumber such endless love. If our love were cast into the sea to be forgotten, it would somehow submerge. Riding on the wings of a dove, blessed by a soft little kiss, could not dismiss such endless love. When I look at you through stained glass blue.
Stained glass blue.
Continuous flood, forever pumping for my love, the never ceasing, wanting to be with you, the celestial blue, to forever walk in the light of God's never dawning sun. In the river of light, we're forever plunged. When I look at you, through stained glass blue, blue, blue.
On deck is KY, Days Like This.
They tell me my condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain. It's days like this, I just wish that I could rewrite my history. But I must live with my mistakes.
Got some homies down in Waco. They keep it on deck like Jose Canseco. They'll send it my way, yo, but they want payback in pesos. Cracking yayo, stash spots off of Paseo. Deal of a lifetime, it's so hard for me to say no. Cause thus far I stay broke, looking for a better way. So one day I'll rock a halo. Is God giving me an opportunity? Or is Satan trying to ruin me? Persistently pursuing me. The devil's so alluring, always trying to influence me. But I'm strong, so I won't do it. See, I'm great at enduring. He's always trying to lure me in. I'll chill up in heaven when I finally reach my end. Look and see familiar faces, surrounded by my friends. Thankful that I counted blessings and repented for my sins. If I ever had the chance, I would do it all again. I got more energy within than what makes the world spin. God help with my addictions, now I owe it all to Him.
They tell me my condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain. I could rewrite my history, but I must live with my mistakes.
Nobody wanted to follow me all the way to the end of the road. I had to keep my real homies and let the phony homies go. We were in the same vehicle, but destined for different roads. Excuse all my apologies, but it's time for me to blow. It's time to rip this. It's so ridiculous the way he spits. It's just so vicious. That's why he's so significant. The evidence is evidence. His homie must be heaven sent. Potential to be president. So full of intelligence. Elegantly elegant. Gangster with some etiquette. The government adequate. We know about Connecticut. Yeah. Said it. Deceitful with the bread you get. I finally had to speak out. My peers were just too hesitant to shed some light on the government's negligence. Saw the towers falling, I've been convinced ever since the Pentagon got hit. It's like nobody even flinched. They try to control the sheet, but I'm tearing down the fence.
They tell me my condition is incurable. They tell me that I need to take these drugs to numb the pain. It's days like this, I just wish that I could rewrite my history. I must live with my mistakes.
Next on deck, she's hot.
Oh, it's hot. Yeah, yeah. Mr. D alone is
go again. Baby, so free. Look at how she get it low again. Down on one knee. Bring it up. Drop the flow again. Baby, see me. Turn it around. Hit the flow and then go on, do your thing. All I wanna see is fantasy. Baby, what it be? I got one night in the city. Be my fantasy. Julio then got up and feel like a done in this thing. How you got it on the squirrel, girl? Got me going. Welcome to my world, girl. If you wanna go and swing, you can swing it over here now. Bring it close to me. On the quad in. See, it's gonna be a party. Celebrate it while I play it. Go on, honey. Be seen.
National Radio.